So once the bees have been trained to go from the hive to a gravity feeder, just to collect a low concentration sucrose of maybe 5%, then when we put under the mouth of a bee, which has just turned up at that gravity feeder, some strong sucrose, maybe 50% concentration in sucrose volume, then we can take that bee over to a training apparatus, and we hope then that the bee, having liked that experience, she flies back to her hive and will come back to our apparatus. If she does that, then we put a little color mark on her thorax, and we know we have a bee which seems to be quite interested in the rewards which we're putting on offer, and we can start to train her. A very important part of this process is these bees are literally free-flying animals. They have total volitional control over what they do. So if they don't like our experiment, they can literally buzz off and go and collect some nectar from flowers nearby in the university gardens, or they could go back to the gravity feeder. And so they are very engaged in doing the experiment. And we think this might be one reason we get such rich data out of bees. So we've probably all sat in a student experiment at some stage and been a little bit bored and not very motivated because we're thinking, geez, it's coming up to lunchtime. And perhaps then the data might not be so fantastic. And the skill of researchers working with human subjects is to make sure that you have highly motivated subjects. Because we're attracting free-flying bees in the way we do, we have subjects and we think of each bee as an individual subject, and we have a learning profile for every bee, who are highly motivated to solve a problem. And that's possibly one of the reasons we're able to get such rich data.